Next day, the crowd that stayed on the other side saw that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that the disciples had set off by themselves. Other boats, however, had put in from Tiberias, near the place where the bread had been eaten. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into those boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they found him on the other side, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, you are not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last, but work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you, for on him, the Father, God himself, has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do if we are to do the work of God?" Jesus gave them this answer, "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." The Gospel of the Lord. The more tenacious of the crowd were determined to find Jesus, having failed to proclaim him king, the Jewish Messiah, after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. He had slipped away to the mountain to spend the night in prayer. Presuming that Jesus would join his disciples, and realizing that he had not entered the one available boat, the people proceeded by the small boats that had appeared from Tiberias to Capernaum, a place frequented by Jesus and his disciples. Only the disciples saw him walking on the water to reach their boat. He was aware that the crowd had not perceived the true meaning of the signs, only the material aspect of them. Another miracle would not have improved this perception. They did not ask him how he had reached the other side of the lake, only when. He did not need or want men's honor, and when they gave it, he rebuked them. In other words, he is saying, "You seek me only to satisfy the body and not the spirit. Your bodies need food daily, but I ask you to seek food that is eternal." This does not mean that we should not work for our sustenance, that we should be slothful, but, as St. Paul says, "But rather let him labor doing honest work with his hands, so that he will be able to give to those in need. And labor not for the meat that perishes, but work to give alms. This latter is the food that cannot perish." Jesus says, "Work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you, for on him, the Father, God himself has set his seal." A seal has to throw out a perfect impression of the stamp, otherwise it is not considered authentic. Jesus was God's only begotten Son. He was not only of the human race, but was to deliver the human race. A seal throws out a perfect impression of the stamp. By this, he wishes to show the Jews that he has contained in himself the fullness of God. The rabbis had a saying that the seal of God is truth. The one boat used by the disciples could signify the one church. The others are the boats of unbelievers who do not seek the things of God. Very often, Jesus is sought for the providing of temporal things. Many pray for such things as winning lotteries to make life easier, for getting promotion, a new house, more power, and so on. This is not seeking God for his own sake. When we work for our church, cleaning, flower arranging, doing the church accounts, arranging rotas, becoming special ministers or deacons, we ask ourselves, what is our motive? Are we doing this for the glory of God, or our own. This work is good, and if we are working for the people of the church, the body of Christ, not seeking their praise, then our motives are worthy. At one time, younger sons of the gentry were expected by their parents to enter the ministry of the Anglican Church, because it was a job with some standing in society, and they received a so-called living. The outcome may have been good, but often the motive was security or kudos, not necessarily for the love of God, though that may have been there too. Our Lord does not separate faith from works. Faith itself is doing the work of God. He does not say in today's gospel, "This is your work," but "This is the work of God, that you believe in him." This is the food that lasts for eternity. The best remembered miracle was the manna in the desert, and this was bread for the body, while the bread that Jesus is talking about is bread for the soul. The manna was from heaven, but Jesus is the bread of heaven. When asked by the crowd what they should do, that they might do the works of God, he answers, not that they believe him, but that they should believe in him. We can believe many people, but we cannot believe in them. The devil believes in Jesus, but does not believe in him. Believing in him is believing in his love, his honor, his holiness, and his wisdom. St. Paul says that the one work that God desires from man is faith, and that consists of believing in God through Jesus, a relationship that consists of love, and that only through love for and forgiveness of each other can we have that relationship with God, a reflection of the love of the Father and the Son have for each other. And that is God's work.